everyone. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
That's great to be here.
Yeah, we're diving deep today into a topic I think a lot of people have heard of, but maybe aren't really sure, you know, what it means and how it actually works.
Absolutely.
And that is pay-per-click advertising, or PPC, as I'm sure most people know it.
Right.
And we're going to be looking specifically at an article called Why Pay-Per-Click Advertising is Important by Chris Bradley. And we'll try to get through all of the really kind of core concepts that he's putting forward there.
Yeah, and I think this deep dive is really going to be that shortcut into PPC.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting right to the why. Like, why should I care?
Exactly.
Why is this important in the marketing landscape?
Right. So, I mean, I think just to kind of set the stage here, you know, PPC, pay per click, it's when you're paying, obviously, when someone clicks your ad.
Right.
Most commonly, we see that on search engines, you know, absolutely Google. But
Bing, Yahoo.
Yeah.
All the big players.
All the big players, but it's also on social media and you know.
Yeah, third-party platforms.
Yeah.
Tons of places where you're going to see PPC ads.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of take a look at why this is so important. And this article jumps right into it by saying, you know, one of the main reasons why PPC is so important is because it offers immediate results.
Right.
And I think that's something that's really appealing, you know, when you're talking about trying to grow a business.
Of course. Not just appeal, but think about the value of being able to test new products.
Right.
Imagine having like a beta version of a product you want to put out there.
Yeah.
You can use PPC to drive traffic to it and get immediate feedback and iterate on the product before you even launch it fully.
Right. And that's so important, right? Because so much of, you know, I think good business and, you know, product development is getting something out there fast.
Yes.
Figuring out if it works and then iterating on it. And so, you know, versus I think a lot of, you know, more traditional marketing that we're seeing, you know, like SEO, search engine optimization, or even email marketing, you know, you have to kind of build that audience and wait for that to
build it over time.
Right.
Yeah. And PPC just kind of cuts in line and says, hey, we're here, we're ready to go.
Yeah. So along those lines, you know, the article talks about, you know, setting this up. It's easy and it's, you know, something that you can activate and deactivate very, very quickly.
Right. It is very user friendly, especially the basic setup,
mm-hmm.
you know, Google Ads, for example, has a very simple interface
mm-hmm.
for setting up your, you know, keywords, picking your words that you want your ads to show up for.
Right.
Writing your ad copy, setting your budget.
Right.
And then you can activate, deactivate it instantly.
Yeah.
Like it's.
So that flexibility is great.
Super flexible. Yeah.
You know, if something's not working, you can change it.
Immediately.
And that's really appealing.
And if you see that sudden surge in demand, you can scale it up just as quickly.
Right. Right. So I think for anyone who's, you know, business-minded, you know, one of the big questions is always, okay, well, how do I measure the success of this? How do I know that, you know, the money I'm putting into this is actually paying off?
Mm-hmm.
And so the article talks about trackable results, and that's a huge thing.
Absolutely. I think one of the best features of PPC is the fact that it is trackable,
mm-hmm.
especially with Google Ads.
Yeah.
The data that you get is granular.
Yeah.
Like you see how many times your ad was shown.
Those
are your impressions, how many times people clicked on it, which is super important.
Right.
What keywords they were using to find those ads.
Right.
And then even like when they get to your website.
Yeah.
What access did they take?
So we're talking about like, did they fill out a form? Did they actually make a purchase? Did they, you know, spend a certain amount of time on the site?
Yep. And those are called conversions.
Right.
Which are basically the actions that you want people to take.
Mm.
So it's not just about showing your ad. It's about getting people to actually do something.
Right.
And you can track all of that.
So it's really about that return on investment. Like you can demonstrate to stakeholders.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm putting this money into it. This is what we're getting out of it.
It's not just about, hey, look at my ad.
Right.
It's about, hey, look at all this money I made.
Right. And then I think even beyond that, you know, you can then use those insights to actually, you know, tweak the campaign going forward.
Right. It's all about optimization.
Right.
You can look at what's working, that's not working,
mm-hmm.
adjust your keywords, your ad copy, mm-hmm. your targeting.
Yeah. So it's not just like a set it and forget it kind of a thing.
No, not at all.
You're constantly dynamic.
And refining it.
You're constantly refining it based on the data you're getting.
Yeah. No, I think one of the other big points that the article brings up is extending your audience reach.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how does PPC kind of do that?
So I like to think of it in terms of the grand scheme of marketing.
Okay.
You have organic strategies, like building an email list, getting more followers on social media.
Right.
PPC kind of says, okay, we can get to those people right now who are actually looking for what you have.
Right.
The article mentions millions of global users.
Right.
But the cool thing is you can get very specific about who you're reaching.
Right. So what do you mean by specifically? Like, how can you...
So you can target by demographics.
Right. So like age and location and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Age, location, gender, income level, intimate behaviors.
Okay.
Even down to what device they're using.
Oh, wow.
So you can really hone in on the people who are most likely to be interested.
Right. So you're not just, you know, throwing it out there and hoping that, you know, it catches. You're actually going...
And you're meeting them where they're at.
Right.
On their search for information.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, I guess, a little bit more proactive, right?
Way more proactive, yeah.
Okay, so one of the other kind of interesting things that the article brings up, and I think it's a really valid point, is this idea of, you know, professional expertise.
Right.
And how, you know, while setting up these PPC campaigns is relatively straightforward.
Be easy.
Yeah. Getting the results you really want out of that.
That's where the expertise comes in.
Yes, sometimes requires that
kind of specialized knowledge.
Because you can set up the campaign,
yeah,
but a poorly executed campaign can waste a lot of money.
Right.
Really fast.
And that's what we don't want.
We do not want that.
Right.
So professionals in this field, you know, they do in-depth keyword research.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to write really persuasive and compelling ad copy.
Right.
And they're constantly monitoring the campaigns and optimizing them.
Right.
Based on the data.
So you're really not just, you know, throwing something together.
No. It's a dynamic process.
Yeah.
And it's always changing. Like, Google changes their algorithms all the time.
Right.
Your competitors are changing their strategies.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be on top of it.
Yeah.
And having that expertise can really save you money in the long run.
Right. It's like anything, right? It's like learning an instrument.
You can kind of fumble your way through it.
Yeah. You can learn the basics. You can, you know.
You learned a couple chords.
Right. But if you really want to, you know.
Master it
and really make it work for you.
You need a professional.
You probably need to work with somebody who knows.
Absolutely.
Knows what they're doing.
It's all about those guaranteed results.
Yeah. Okay. So as we wrap up here, you know, we've talked about a few of the really kind of key takeaways about why PPC is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that rapid visibility,
right?
Measurable results.
You know, where your money's going.
Right.
You can track everything.
And then also, you know, extending that audience reach.
Reaching new people who've never heard of you before.
Yeah. And I think a really kind of telling stat that the article brings up is that almost 80% of marketing professionals
80%?
See PPC as hugely beneficial.
That's a huge number.
It's huge. So that really speaks, I think, to its value within
the marketing world.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, a final thought to kind of leave our listeners with is, you know, we've talked about how PPC is a really powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it offers really precise targeting.
Absolutely.
So how could, you know, integrating this approach into your overall business strategy maybe help you get some, you know, immediate traction and, you know, reach those broader markets that you might not currently.
That you might not be reaching right now.
Right.
And even help you find new customer segments.
Yeah.
That you didn't even know existed.
Yeah. It's something really, I think, worth exploring.
Definitely worth exploring.
And on that note, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.